Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Srinamane, Namaste Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pracharane, Nirvisesha Shunyavani, Pascha Desa Sadhana. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani, Gora Trishe Namaha. Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha, Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha, Satitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. So it's now Kali is everywhere because these things are going on everywhere. We see in the next verse that Kali complains that there's no place like that in Krishna's kingdom. Still not a good deal. But now it's hard to find a place where those things are not going. It's just completely normal. So the only way, the means to drive it out is by the Sankirtan movement. In the book by Lochan Das Thakur, which is called Chaitanya Mangal, it starts out with a conversation of Kali and his associates, sin personified and intoxication, gambling, those are his agents.
就是在这个有一本书就是里面就讲到了在一开始他就是基本对话就是厂里的人和化生和他的这个虫油这个赌博啊然后还有什么性生活麻醉吃肉这些的一个对话
And they're talking that in the future Lord Chaitanya is going to come and start the Sankirtan movement. And how will they be able to spread the Kali Yuga, you know, activities if the Sankirtan movement is going on?
然后他们的对话就是说在之后的在未来福彩这样会降临他会开展这个闪现的运动那么他们怎么才能够在这样的环境下能够继续发挥影响力维生呢
So they start trying to make plans how they will stop the Sankirtan movement.
所以他们这个计划怎么样才能够阻止这样的一个闪现的运动
So we see that now Kali is in great anxiety so more and more we see gambling casinos everywhere in the world.
所以我们这里看到现在卡利他非常的焦虑现在越来越多的这些非法的这些赌博啊等等这些活动在上演
Because wherever there's gambling then there's also intoxication and everything else
因为只要有赌博
automatically follows
肯定有这样的一些麻醉啊还有各种事情就都来了
Right? If someone loses at gambling then they have to get drunk to cry about it
如果说一个人要赌博的话他就得买酒喝他要哭泣
And if they win, they have to have a big party and get drunk to celebrate. And governments know, like Singapore, they thought about it for a long time. They know that whenever there's a casino, then all around that area, there'll be so much more crime. But they think, well, still, we make more money, we have to pay the price.
所以呢，当新加坡的政府呢，他们一直都在想，他们如果有做一个赌场的话，他们会有一些罪犯的这样的一些事情，犯罪事件。但是呢，他们还是因为想要政府想要赚钱，所以他们还是冒着这个险。And
well, like in India, some states they banned whiskey sales, but then they saw that the people were going to other states, so they thought we're losing money, so we.
所以在印度也是有这样的，就是去到其他的地方也是，这样输钱啊，这样的事情。
Same thing with the lottery. You know, some states were had some religious principle. They didn't have the lottery, but then they saw their people were going to the next state. We better have it all.
就是刚才就是说这个法律
is very influential.
有的地方它有这样的法律，这个印度有的州就没有。 他就是去那些没有这样的法律地方去做这些非法的事情，比如说屠杀动物这样的赌博。But
he cannot tolerate the kirtan, the holy name.
但是他无法忍受这个kirtan圣名。That's
what keeps him out, so we have to keep him out, push him back.
所以这样我们就可以能够把他就是远离这样的事情。
So you see how Srila Prabhupada, by so powerfully spreading the Sankirtan movement, so many people have given up these Kali activities.
所以我们可以看到圣帕巴德的传播这样的整片的运动是多么的有力量，就是因为他的这样的传播让很多人就放弃了卡利人带着这些罪恶的活动。
Kali's propaganda is freedom, that you can find whiskey anywhere, you can have sex anytime, any place, you have birth control and abortion, no problem, freedom. That's his propaganda, that's freedom.
卡利呢，他宣扬的就是一种自由，他说你可以是自由的，任何地方买酒喝，任何地方可以进行这个性行为，而且可以随意的做堕胎这样的活动，他就是宣扬这种人要有自由。
But real freedom is when one is not attracted by these things and he can live peacefully. He's not bewildered by all the lurings of the Kali that come here and do this and enjoy that.
就其实真正的自由就是应该就是能够说是不被这些事情吸引，能够平和的生活，而不是被卡利这个牵着鼻子走。
So Prabhupada, you know, one of the main things that he did is establish his Ratiyatra festival.
所以圣帕巴德他做的很首要的一件事情就是建立了这个 Ratiyatra 这个节日。
And that Jagannath, you know, special mercy anyway from the very beginning, that he comes out of the temple because in the Indian temples, they always had restrictions about certain people couldn't enter the temple. So Jagannath comes out so that everybody can get it.
我们可以看到这样的一个节日是特别的仁慈，因为主 Jagannath 他就是很仁慈的到到公众的场合，让大家都能看到形象。因为我们知道像印度这样的地方，就有时候它会有限制，不是所有人都可以去庙里面见到 Jagannath 主 Jagannath。
So for Lord Jagannath, that's once a year. Once in a year, he comes out for Ratiyatra.
所以就是这个每年他就会有一次主 Jagannath 会出到庙的之外面。
But when he appears as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, always out.
但是当他
always out.
但是他当他以这个
chanting and dancing in the public.
但是当他以这样主呈现样子 Mahaprabhu 这个形象显现的时候，他总是在庙外面，总是以这个唱歌跳舞的形式显现在人面前。
Of course, Lord Chaitanya was especially attached to Lord Jagannath.
就是特别是主前面呀，当然他也是很依附主家的。
And that's very deep, you know, things about the Radha and Krishna and Kurukshetra and all these things.
而且就是非常深的感情，就是 Radha Krishna 还有这个 Kurukshetra 这些。
Intense feeling that when the gopis met Krishna when he came from Dwarka to Kurukshetra, they felt even more intense separation than when they didn't see him.
当他们从这个 Dwarka 到 Kurukshetra 的时候，在这个再次相见的时候，他们感到这种分离的情感更加强烈。
Because they wanted this Krishna, you know, that from the forest, the cowherd boy. They didn't like to see him as a big king and being worshipped and sitting up on big thrones.
他们喜欢就是看到 Krishna.
They felt more anxiety.
他们喜欢看到 Krishna 呢，是作为一个这个文达文树林里面的一个牧牛童的形象，而不是说现在被人们当作这个国王和像是崇拜，他们感觉到很焦虑。
And that was Lord Chaitanya's mood in the Ratiyatra.
这也就是主禅三亚在禅车节 Ratiyatra 中的一个心态。
And I was thinking about this. See, like we have Snaniyatra.
我们在想。
I don't think we did that here. We had Jagannath deity, but. Jagannath apparently gets sick and then he retires. He doesn't come in the temple for a few weeks before the Ratiyatra.
所以呢，当时这个节日之后呢，主 Jagannath 他就病了，他就有几周都没有来到这个庙里。
But in our temples, usually we have Jagannath and Gornithai and Radha Krishna. So even though Jagannath is not there, the other deities are there.
所以，但是我们庙宇里面一般会有这个主 Jagannath， 然后还有这个 Goranita， 还有 Radha Krishna。所以，即便 Jagannath 他没有在这个神坛上做给我们搭伞，我们还可以看到其他的神像，所以也不是那么糟糕。
But in Jagannath Puri is only Jagannath。
在 Jagannath Puri 呢，只有 Jagannath 的神像。
In a huge temple, in a huge Jagannath。
有一个很大的庙里面有很大的 Jagannath。
So the devotees, it's really intense when they come in the temple and it's just empty.
所以这个奉献者们就感觉到非常强烈的情感，到了庙里面竟然看不到神像。
Lord Chaitanya couldn't tolerate it at all. He would run every day to Alalana to see the deity there. 好啦啦啦。
就但是主菜单呀，但是完全无法忍受住。
那就是 Chinese alphabet。
所以他会去到这个 Anana 的这个地方去建筑。
Good. The sanitary engineers have come. It's the most important workers of Kali Yuga picking up our garbage.
这是卡利人在很重要一个，就是要去处理这个垃圾。
So Lord Chaitanya would actually run, it's like 14 kilometers or something, 17 kilometers to Alalanath, and he would just run there to see the beach.
对，主持人啊，他会跑这个40公里或者70公里很远的路程，才能在这个 Alalanath 这个地方见到这个主持人啊的，才能见到这个主的神像。
And then when Rathiyatra finally starts, you see the devotees are so much ecstasy to finally see the Lord after all that time.
So, when Rathiyatra
starts, he feels so much ecstasy. But Rathiyatra, that special mercy of Lord Jagannath, he comes out so that all the sudras and chandalas and whatever else, everybody can get darshan and everybody can offer what they cook for him.
但是就是在亚德亚小这一天呢，主持人呢是非常仁慈的，他就出到庙的外面，让各种人，像苏爪啊、山德纳这样的各种各样的人，他们都能够见到主，并且能够供奉他们能够供奉的。
And we see anywhere in the world when we have Rathiyatra, you know, Prabhupada started, first it started in San Francisco, and Jagannath appeared very mystically on his own for Prabhupada.
就是所以我们可以看到，在圣巴巴德，他就是让这个坛车节在很多地方就是去能够去有这样的节日，比如说最开始在这个洛杉矶举行的这样的节日。
Malati Mataji, she was shopping at some import shop, imported things.
这个 Malati Mataji 会去做一些进口的一些买一些进口的东西。
And she saw this big basket full of little things from India, little like dolls.
他当时就看到这个东西，看到就感觉是来自印度的一个像一个偶像的，就是一个小的雕像。
And she didn't really know what it was, so she took one little black one and brought it to Prabhupada.
他根本就不知道这个是。
And she knew it's from India.
他不知道这个是什么，他只是买了这个黑黑的东西，然后呢，他知道这个是来自印度的，就带到圣帕拉的面前。
And she said, Prabhupada, do you know what this is?
他就问圣帕拉说，你知道这个是什么？
It's like this big.
就这么大。
And Prabhupada Dandabad, Jagannath is coming.
然后圣巴巴立刻就五体投地说，主下个男孩来了。
So he put him up on the shelf and he said, was there a white one and a yellow one also?
然后就是他就把这个放在了这个他的架子上面，然后他就这个黄色的和白色的也有嘛。
He said, I think so. So he said, you go get them.
所以我就想你们要去把这个都补齐。
So that's howPrabhupada, you know, that's how Jagannath came. There was no deities in the movement at the time, only Prabhupada, Radha Krishna. So he got Shyamasundara, who was the carpenter, to make big ones. Wasn't done like in Puri, when they make new deities, they have to find special trees and have all kinds of pujas and everything.He just went to the old shipyard or old ships and got some wood, big pieces of wood.
就是他他不像在印度做一个神像，你要去找这个特别的这个树啊，然后还要做各种铺甲来才能做这个神像。但是他当时就在美国去找了一些很简单的这些材料，就做了。
And Prabhupada would come and watch him, chant japa and watch him.
然后就圣巴巴来了，就是一面念诵，一面就看着他做。
Even at that time, the devotees were very new. Shyamasundara was still smoking cigarettes.
那个时候奉献者说还是很新的，Shyamasundara 他当时甚至还在抽烟。
But he said he saw the Prabhupada and saw the cigarette pack, and so then he stopped smoking. Prabhupada didn't say anything.
就是圣巴巴只是看了一眼。
Felt embarrassed.
他的那个烟就是烟盒，然后他感觉很愧疚，他之后就停止抽烟，再没有抽。
So then the deities were made, they were painted, and they made an altar, and you can see pictures up kind of high.
然后呢就给这个神像，就是做这个神像，给他画画这个像啊，最后放在这个神坛上，你可以看到这个照片。
At that time they didn't have any clothes or anything, just painted and no jewelry or anything.
那个时候他只是就是把这个神像做出来了，画了这个身上的这个彩绘，但是还没有穿衣服，也没有任何珠宝。
For the installation ceremony they had kirtan, and Prabhupada got a tray and he put a big candle.
然后在就是当时就是做了一个大的这个 kirtan, 然后在一个盘子上放了一个蜡烛。
And all the devotees, they, one by one, they offered the candle. Then it was new Jagannath Puri. So that's a very amazing thing, actually, you know, that. And he actually made 5 sets. One of them is still in London. One of them that went to New York, but now he's in Baltimore. I don't know the other one.
就是一共有5个地方有这样的形象，一个是伦敦、纽约，还有不知道还有什么其他的地方。
Then Prabhupada gave the idea for Rath Yatra.
然后圣帕拉德他就说要举行这个弹车节。
And if you've read Prabhupada's life, Rath Yatra was something very dear to Prabhupada. From a small child, he was making a small Rath Yatra at his house.
我们知道，如果我们去读圣帕拉德的生平故事的话，我们知道让大家传这个弹车节对圣帕拉德是非常的重要。他非常喜欢这样的节日。在他还很小的时候，他就在自己的家里面举行这样的。
He got some small carts and he had deities and he would get people to cook and they would have a Rath Yatra around inside the courtyard.
他在这个他自己做了一个小的弹车啊，放的形象放上去，然后做一些饭。然后人们就聚集在他们的院子里做这个弹奏节。
He did that many years. Even the adults started to join in. The older people. First it was just children, but then the other men asked his father, why don't you invite us? Well, this is a child thing. No, this is Rath Yatra.
一开始的时候他只是小孩子们在那里做这个弹车节之后呢，他的父亲就说，为什么不邀请我们？后来这个所有的人都一起来参加这个弹车节。
Prabhupada told devotees he used to sleep with the cart next to him. He was so attached.
但是孙巴说他有时候就睡在这个弹车旁边，他非常依附这个。
And one of the first things he did when he grew up was go to Jagannath Puri.
就是我们知道他，听说这个是他之后长大了之后就去了 Jagannath Puri。
So anyway, he was sitting and he was watching the cars go by at the temple. And he made a drawing and he showed you can get a truck that's open on the back and you can make some altars and you can have Jagannath on one side and Balaram on the other side and Subhadra in the back. Make some arches. So he told the devotees and they did that.
He drew the picture?
Prabhupada drew a picture,
picture
of the kind of truck and how to make an altar for the deity.
然后圣帕拉德呢，他就是为这个整个就画了一幅画，就是怎么样去做这个弹车啊，弹车上有神像放在什么方位，加克纳德还有巴拉贝、苏巴贾在后面，然后这样的一个图画教奉献者怎么去做这个弹车。
And then he explained about Rath Yatra and the devotees. They cooked tons of prasadam and they advertised like anything, and they went from the temple to the beach in San Francisco and thousands of people followed him.
所以他就教奉献者们怎么去做这个节日，然后做大餐，做各种各样的菩萨档，然后从这个庙一直走到了这个洛杉矶的海岸，这个海边，所以很多人，成千上万的人跟随这个阵。
Prabhupada himself wasn't able to come, he was in bad health.
圣巴拉德他当时自己就不能前去，因为他当时健康状态很不好。
And so they drove afterward, they drove the truck with the deities out to where Prabhupada was.
So they
told
him
about the Rath Yatra. Then they told him that the hippies, they were giving out candy. Hippies are the, hippies and candy. They were giving candy.
他们就这个嬉皮士就给出了各种这个糖果。
And that candy was LSD.
LSD. LSD
LSD
这些糖果实际上是这些毒品。
So some of the devotees got intoxicated.
所以有的奉献者他们就变得这个麻醉了。
Prabhupada said that shows you should never take food from the karmi.
所以圣达说你永远不应该从这个卡米那里拿食物。
Prabhupada was very strict about that, you know. Now devotees, oh, they put this ingredient, that ingredient. Prabhupada, just, because they made it, it's full of their bad karma, whatever they, whatever it, even if they have perfect ingredients. So then the next year, the Jayananda Prabhu, they built big carts and, you know, they copied Jagannath Puri and they had huge Rath Yatra carts and the Rath Yatra became a really big event.
那第二年呢 Jayananda 这个卡布他就做了一个很大的这个坛车然后就完全仿照 Jagannath Puri 这个节日进行了这样一个重新第二年是一个很重大的节日。
So for quite a few years, San Francisco had the only Rath Yatra, so devotees would come from all over the world.
就是很多年了，就只有在洛杉矶这个地方才有 Rath Yatra 坛车节，所以全世界的奉献者都会去到那个地方，这个地方参加节日。
Gradually, they started having Rath Yatra in other cities also.
逐渐的，他们开始在其他的城市也举行坛车节。
And now they're all over the world.
现在全世界都有这样的节日。
In Thailand now, what we had four, right? 4 different Rath Yatras, Bangkok, Koh Samui, Pattaya, and Phuket.
就是在这个泰国有四个地方都在举行这个坛车节，以后也会越来越多的地方会举行坛车节。
America, they have almost every week all summer.
Every
week.
Week?
Yeah.
The America every week.
Yeah, almost every week.
在美国每一周他们都有这样的节日，基本上。
In India, much more.
印度也会更多了。
And it becomes a big event that it gets a lot of publicity. Because it's special mercy and people just somehow they're super attracted. And we see that the devotees come that you never see these devotees all year in so many temples. But Rath Yatra, they're all there. Every kind of devotee. Every different group, everybody comes.
有时候我们只有平时在一些中心或庙宇看不到很多奉献者，但只要坛车节一到，各种各样的奉献者都会看到。什么样各个小组、各个不同的不同的这个派别的，他们都会来。
I just went to Heidelberg, Germany for the Rath Yatra.
我就是刚刚去了这个日本的一个地方，我参加日本德国 Germany。刚刚去了德国参加一个坛车节。
And it was raining.
是在下雨。
So they didn't want to bring the cart. The cart is made from wood and was old and they were afraid it would break.
所以他们就不愿意把这个坛车拖出来，因为这个坛车是用木头做的，所以他们怕这个坛车就坏了。
So we had Rath Yatra without a cart, without the yacht, without the ratha.
所以我们就举行了这个坛车节，是没有这个坛车的一个坛车节。
But hundreds of devotees were there because of Rath Yatra.
但是因为这个 Rath Yatra 节呢，有很几百的奉献者都在那里。
So it was ecstatic. The people were just completely, you know.
所以
they had the big amplifier. And so many devotees.
就是非常的极乐，在那样的环境下很快乐。
But if we just say we're having Harinam, you won't get so many devotees to come. Whenever you say Rath Yatra, everybody comes. It's a much longer Harinam. So it's special mercy to give the holy name and to give prasadam and give everything, Krishna, to more and more people.
所以这是特别的人是给这个 Krishna 的证明 Prasadam 给更多的人
and it's an intense mood of mercy Lord Chaitanya attended Rath Yatra every year since he took sannyas
所以在普陀山亚受这个sannyas洗礼之后他就每年都参加坛车节他是带着非常这个强烈的感情
all the devotees from Navadvip would come also for Rathiyatra.
所有来参加最好的奉献者也会来到这个也会来一起参加这个禅顿节。
And they have association of Lord Chaitanya.
他们还有主乔丹亚的一些朋友。
And Lord Chaitanya every day would go to the temple for lots of kirtan.
然后主乔丹亚每天都会去到这个庙里面做就是很大的这个 kirtan.
And you know, the first time he went to the temple of Jagannath, he fell unconscious.
第一次他去到庙里面看到这个释迦牟尼的时候，他就失去了知觉。
They were, you know, coming there from right after he took sannyas, and from quite far away they could see the temple. The Lord Chaitanya just ran, and he just ran all the way to the temple. The other devotees couldn't keep up with him.
就很远的地方，他们就可以看到那个庙，然后主迦牟尼就一路飞奔跑向这个庙，但其他的奉献者也跟着跑，都跟不上，追不上他。
So Jagannath is, you know, especially merciful and.
这个主迦牟尼是特别的仁慈。
Normally we can't enter the temple.
一般而言，我们是进不了。在这个 Puri， 我们进不了这个庙。
Prabhupada was there one time and.Outside the hotel was an old man chanting Jagannath Swami na 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 na
na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na
na na na na na na na na na na na na na na
na na na na na na na na na na na na na na
na na na na na na na na na na
na na na na na na na na na na na
Prabhupada, it doesn't matter. Jagannath is coming out anyway. So now there's so many Jagannath temples in ISKCON. Almost every temple has Jagannath. But home deities, Jagannath, millions. So like,And they have Rathiyatra everywhere.
每个地方都有禅师节，大家讲。
In the Middle East, in Damodar Desh and Avatar Desh, and they have it indoors because they can't do public.
在一些中东啊，还有一些。
They hire a big place and go round and round inside, thousands of people.
有些地方就是有禁，就有限制的地方，他们不能出去，他们就会在室内进行这样的禅师节，也是有很多人参加。
And then they even made a traveling Rathiyatra. They had some small cart.And they would go to people's house and go around inside the house.
他们有时候也会做一些这个旅行的这个家庭他们会去到人们的家中，在家里面去进行这样的。
And everybody was very happy. Please come to my house.
大家都很高兴，请到我家里面来举行这样的节日。
So that's why devotees think of more and more ways to spread the mercy.
所以就这样的奉献者就想到越来越多的方式来传播这样的仁慈。
So Jagannath, and you know.We also know the story of how this transcendental form of Jagannath came about. I mean, it's the first deity I ever saw that I remember. I joined the temple and they just had a picture of Pachitattva with a Back to Godhead magazine cover or something. That was the altar. So I went to Los Angeles. At that time, they had the small Radha and Krishna. I don't remember even seeing them. I was quite new to it. But I saw this big Jagannath. I was thinking, oh, that's God, okay. I accepted that. So the first story we heard was, which is the external explanation that this king, you know, there was a big conflict between different kings and the deity got taken away, one deity called Nila Madhava. But then there was a dream and he said a big log will come and you pull that log and you make the deity.
就是有一个国王他做了梦，就梦里面就说要有一个会来一个很大的这个
So the one king had put the other king like in the jail and when they got the log nobody could move it out from the water. It was too heavy. Even elephants couldn't move it.
The log is in the water.
Yeah.
就是当时这个木头呢是在这个水中这个太重了没有人能够把它搬出来。
Then the king realized this was because He'd been fighting with this other king, so he brought him out, and the two kings together took care of it.
Two kings.
When they, yeah, mm-hmm. when they forgave each other for whatever they were fighting about.
当时是因为有两个国王在战斗，一个国王把另外一个国王就是关了起来，所以他在想，是因为把他关了起来，所以我才不能把这个木头拿出来，所以他们就把这个国王放了出来，就和好如初，把这个木头搬了出来。
So they tried to get a carpenter to carve it, but nobody could cut the wood. The tools would just break.
Right.
Yeah, the, you know, the hand, the chisel would just, you couldn't cut the wood, it was too hard.
就是这个，当时就想找一个这个雕刻家来去雕刻这个木头，但是呢，找不到这样的人，因为这个木头太硬了，就无法去给他。
Then one old carpenter came and said, I can do it.
这个时候有一个老的这个雕刻家过来就说，我能去雕雕这个形象。
But you have to put me in a private place and nobody can come in until I come out. Nobody can see what I'm doing.
但是你们要给我放在一个隐秘的地方，没有人能够看到我去做这样的事情。
That was actually Vishva Karma.
Vishva Karma.
Yeah, the architect of the demigods.
Vishva Karma. Vishva Karma. 实际上他是一个半神人，就是那个雕刻家，他是一个 Vishva Karma， 是一个半神人。
So he was working, and the king would hear the work, and all was so excited he couldn't see the deity.
所以他就在雕刻的时候总是在敲敲打打，有声音。这个国王听到这个声音呢，就非常的激动，就想马上可以看到神像了。
But then it became quiet.
然后就慢慢的安静了下来。
And for quite some days, no sound.
就很长时间都听不到任何的声响。
So the king couldn't stand it, he just ran in.
这个时候国王再忍不住了。
And there was the juggernaut.
那就看到了 juggernaut 这样。
So apparently not finished.
所以很显然这个神像并没有完成。
That was the idea. But so he just started worshiping anyway.
所以就像还是比较崇拜。
But the original appearance of juggernaut was in Dwarka.
就是但是实际上最原著的这个迦格纳是在杜尔卡。
When Krishna was there.
那个时候 Krishna 在那里。
And Rukmini would know that Krishna in the sleep in his dream he was talking about Vrindavan and she wondered what is this Vrindavan.
然后因为他知道 Rukmini 他听到这个 Krishna 在梦里面总是在说 Vrindavan， 他在想这个 Vrindavan 是一个什么样的地方。
So they got Rohini, the mother of Balaram, and she was there.
所以他们就把这个柔芬妮带来，因为柔芬妮是Balaram的母亲，她当时也在。
And they were meeting, and she asked them. You know, Krishna wasn't there. They would never talk about Vrindavan because Krishna would get too emotional.
他们从来不会就是在他在 Krishna 面前去谈论 Vrindavan， 因为知道Krishna 他会流泪，就是很多的这个感情。
So they were asking Rohini, and she was telling about Krishna Balaram's childhood leelas.
然后他们就去找这个柔芬妮，就是。然后他就讲了主 Krishna 儿童时期的逍遥时光。
And somehow Krishna he got outside and he heard it.
但这个时候 Krishna 就在这个门外，他听到了这个逍遥时光。
So in ecstasy he changed his form into juggernaut form.
在极乐中呢，他就改变了自己的形象，成了这个 juggernaut 的形象。
And Balaram came and same thing.
然后这个时候这个 Balaram 呢也过来了，然后 Subhadra 也来了，他们也同样的极乐了。
Then Narada Muni came and said, this is so blissful, wonderful thing. You should reveal this to the world.
然后这个时候 Narada Muni 来就说你们这个实在是太美妙的这个形象了，你们应该在这个世界中展现这样的形象。
So he said, I will sometime in the future.
然后这个
So that's how it came about, really.
所以 Krishna 就说我在未来的某个时间会展现的，所以他就后来来了。
So now we have this more beautiful form of a juggernaut all over the world.
所以我们现在在全世界可以看到非常美丽的主迦格纳的这个形象。
Today in Nigeria also, Rafael.
Nigeria.
Nigeria.
Africa. 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 尼日利亚应该是在这个非洲的尼日利亚，今天也是一个传说。
And I don't know, maybe other places also. We can't keep up with so many. Prabhupada started something so big.
我们当然也可能其他地方也会有，因为圣巴巴的这个运动传播的那么的广泛。
So devotees are determined, you know, we've been saved from the Kali Yuga and we want to save others, so we want to spread this holy name.
所以奉献者呢，因为在这个卡利年代获得了拯救，他们也希望能够通过这个圣名能够拯救其他的人。
So many people have been saved by the holy name, or even by seeing Lord Jagannath Rathya.
有那么多的人因为圣名而得到拯救，即便只是看一看这个主迦格纳的神像就被得到拯救。
Jayananda Prabhu became so famous for building Rathyatra carts and Prabhupada told him that if somebody sees that follows the Ratiyatra, then at the time of death, when they remember their whole life, when they come to the Ratiyatra, they'll stop. Oh, yeah. Okay. Then their next life will get... Yeah, they'll be they die remembering Lord Jagannath. Just by seeing Ratiyatra. And being a devotee. So make sure everybody when you're walking, even if you feel hot and tired, pray to Lord Jagannath that we won't just look tired and, you know,
dance and look beautiful.
Because that's what really attracts people. So we have, you know, so many Ratiyatras. A few weeks ago was New York, and you know, thousands of devotees come. Of course, it's on the Fifth Avenue. Fifth Avenue, the main busiest street in the world. Famous street of New York City.
Yeah.
It's a very amazing Leela also. Because you have to get a permit to have a parade, you know. The police have to come.
这样的活动呢,
when I went here with Ram Lakshman, the big policeman, he asked the other ones, he said, did you ever have any trouble with these people?
Ram Lakshman.
And the police chief from the area we go through, they said no.
然后这个,
he said, okay, you can do it.
就说没有,
that was only took a couple of minutes.
然后就是说不会有这个问题,
then we gave Bhagavad Gita and they were so excited, all the policemen came running. Oh, thank you.
然后就是当时我们又讲这个警察说非常兴奋,
so New York City is a huge city and they had made a law sometime before, no more new parades.
No more new parades.
No permit anymore.
Oh.
They had too many already. Because whenever there's a parade, it blocks traffic and makes a lot of it. So they made a law that they will not allow any new parade. At that time, devotees, they had great faith that Krishna can do anything. Prabhupada wants it, no problem. So they went, the devotee went, and somehow the guy gave the permit. He said, I don't know why I'm doing this, but... And then Prabhupada asked him, what did you tell him? He said, I told him we have three hand-pulled carts. Three carts that you just pull by hand. It sounds like a little children thing. Hand pulled. It was the idea you get in your mind is it's just like a child pulling on.
He
just told them we have three hand pulled carts. A hand pulled cart sounds like something really small.
只是有三个小的这个儿童车，就是给他讲的，就是只有三个小的儿童车这样。And of course they had three.
They were pulled by hand though, by hundreds of hands.
但是实际上就是很大的这样的一个弹车。
So it's still going on. That's from 1976.
所以这就是从1976年开始就很多年了。
There's a long route right down that main street of the world.
就是很多人从这个城市的主要的这个街道。
And you know the policemen they had volunteered for that extra work.
而且这个警察呢也自愿的来能够去维持这个秩序。
And the devotee said the next year the same policemen were there. They like it.
然后这个奉献者说第二年还会。
Every year they say I'll do that one.
还会看到同样的这个警察会来，他们喜欢参加这样的节日。
Because they just watch the parade, that's all.
他们就看。
Shot them.
看着这个队伍行进啊，还可以吃不杀的。
In London, the first Ratiyatra they had a flat tire, the cart broke and it blocked traffic like anything.
然后在这个伦敦有一次就是这个残车就是坏了，然后就造成了很大的这个交通问题。
Somehow they still got permission to do it again.
但是呢，他们再次得到这个准许，能够继续举行这样的节日。
So the one year was a really big one, and Prabhupada was very sick. In India.
有一年就是很大的一个节日的时候，圣巴巴德当时在印度呢，他病得很重。
This will be the end of the year. And the devotees talked to Prabhupada, and everybody decided Prabhupada should go. I heard different. Sometimes he said Australia, Hawaii, and just rest because he was so sick.
那当时圣巴巴德当时可能不知道在这个澳大利亚还是在这个夏威夷这个地方休息，他身体就是很虚弱。
And Prabhupada said okay.
然后奉献者让他去参加这个节日，然后圣巴巴说好的。
Then a few hours later, he called Sri Kirti and said, "We'll get ready. We'll go to London tomorrow."
然后他就跟他的仆人Sri Kirti说，我明天去伦敦。
He said, "Shyam Sundar is inviting me to preach in Ratiya."
他说Shyam Sundar就是邀请我去到那里去传教。
So he went to London, and that's quite a long flight, you know.
他们就飞到了这个伦敦，这个其实很远距离的。
And devotees said when they saw Prabhupada coming, they were really worried. He looked so weak and tired.
所以当时奉献者看到圣帕巴来的时候，他们都很担忧，因为他看起来是那么的虚弱。
And they had a beautiful seat for him on the Subhadra cart.
然后在这个 Subhadra 这个车上就给了他一个这个好的座位。
And then Prabhupada said, "I'll walk."
然后圣帕巴说我要走路。
Now we had a movie of this, but they started walking, and you know.Thousands of devotees, I don't know how many, so many devotees.
当时就开始走路了，有很多成千上万的奉献者参加。
And the street in London is similar, it's just such a major street.
当时这个伦敦也是在这个主要的这个街道上。
Prabhupada started dancing.
这就是圣帕巴德开始跳舞。
First he was just jumping.
开始跳起来。
So of course all the devotees had jumped.
然后奉献者也开始跳。
Then the cart would stop, because Prabhupada was jumping.
因为圣帕巴德开始跳起来，这个残车就停了下来。
Professor running back and forth.
然后这个圣帕巴德就是前后的这样来回的跑动。
And the policeman was telling him, Sri Kirti, tell him not to dance because he has to keep moving.
然后这个警察呢就跟这个 Sri Kirti 这个仆人就说，你们不应该在这跳舞，你们这个应该继续往前行进。
So finally he went. They said, "Prabhupada, policeman saying."You can't dance, you have to keep moving.
然后他就跟这个圣巴巴说不能跳了，这个警察说要继续往前走。
The Prabhupada, he didn't pay any attention.
那圣巴巴根本就没听他说什么。
Sri Kirti went to the police and he said, "You tell him, he doesn't listen."
然后Sri Kirti就跟警察说，你去直接跟他说，他不听我的。
So the policeman gave up also.
警察也没办法。
And Prabhupada danced in the long route, you know.Because he was so ecstatic to see the Ratiyatra, especially in London, after the British had done so much damage in India. Prabhupada was so happy to see this in
London. 他们看到能够在这个伦敦看到这个残疾人，特别的兴奋，特别高兴，特别是这个英国以前在去侵略了这个印度的，现在确实能够把这个残车带到这个英国，他感到特别的高兴。
But that, I think maybe it was that year or another year that the government was trying to stop the parade.Prabhupada said, "Just put the carts there at the beginning place and don't move them."
然后就是当时这个警察就
they put the carts in the park and finally they got permission.
就是这个警察就来阻止，然后圣巴巴说不要动。这个最终呢，这个警察还是准许。
So it's a very auspicious spiritual thing, and it's beneficial for the whole universe. Lord Jagannath is Lord of the universe.
所以这对整个宇宙来说都是极为这个利益众生的一件事情，因为这个加格纳是宇宙之主。
And he is Krishna.
他就是 Krishna 本人。
It's Krishna and Balaram and Subhadra going back to Vrindavan. That's what Radhika
said. 所以这个 Krishna 帮他在Subhadra 他们回到稳达稳，所以我们可以看到这个亚场。
When they first got, you know, the small Jagannath deities, then all the devotees went and got them. And they were put around their neck.
So they just,
And one devotee has got lost, the string broke or something.
What devotee?
His broke and fell off.
Okay.
The string broke.
就是有一个奉献者，他的这个项链他就断了。
So he said, "Prabhupada, I lost my little Jagannath."
然后他们这个他就跟他说，我这个 Jagannath 呢，我丢了这个 Jagannath。
Prabhupada said, "He's not little."
然后那个圣妈就
Jagannath, the Lord of the universe.
他可不是小 Jagannath, 他是主 Jagannath, 是宇宙之主。
So let's dance and chant in ecstasy.Push the Kali back. Bangkok is famous for Kali Yuga activities. People come from all over the world. So.
然后就是所以这个就是主加格纳他很仁慈，这样的节日就能够让这个摧毁这个卡利年代的影响。然后这个曼谷这个地方可以吸引很多各种各样的人来到这里。
But we want to make famous for Krishna activity.
但是我们希望这个。
Sorry, Jagannath Swami ki jai, Jagannath Pratyatka ki jai, Bangkok Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, China Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Siyo yo rong yo gui fu shang jai.